I'm speaking today with Kevin Hoffman, who is running for HCC Trustee District 1. Kevin, I guess the first question I have, usually I ask people why they're running. I'll get to that in a minute, but why don't you tell me exactly what it is that an HCC Trustee does, because I don't know how many people really know that.
What the trustee position for the college, you're supposed to be setting policy for the college and ensuring that those policies are followed, giving the educational faculty and the administration of the college the tools that they need to do the job of educating. And what I mean by, and we also will be granting contracts as they relate to the college, of service contracts, of those various things. We should have limited hiring and issues. Mainly we hire the chancellor, which I'm very pleased with the current chancellor that was recently brought in. So I don't see that, or foresee that will be an issue going forward. We also would then approve the various deans and of the various colleges, approving programs, reaching out into the community, into the business community, to get a good conversation going, to make sure that we're offering the right courses at the college. Those types of things is what I foresee that this position is supposed to be.
So it's part budgetary, part administrative, part operational, basically?
Correct.
All right. I guess the next question, I mean, HCC also has the ability to levy taxes, correct?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about that. Do you think that they're taxing at an appropriate level?
I think they're taxing at an appropriate level. In fact, I see that there are opportunities to perhaps end some programs that are there that are not being effective. And I would like to see an audit done of the various programs to make sure that we are offering the right programs that the business community sees that we need as Houston grows, that we have the right programs in place. And by moving some of those things around, we can, by changing many of those programs, we could and tap into the right programs, again, that the business community needs for as we grow.
So where do you see HCC filling, what niche do you see HCC filling, educationally, I mean?
There are many opportunities, and one of which is in the energy sector. Both, I know there have been talk of trying to add more technology-type positions, and the great need for that. There are also needs in the energy sector for office worker types who do pretty much what I do as a lease and title analyst and contract administration, those types of skill sets that back in the boom days here in Houston in the energy sector prior to the 80s crash, a lot of folks who worked in that only had a two-year degree. So I see that by working with the various professional organizations, not just in the energy sector, but in other sectors as well, to work with those professional organizations to find those opportunities for course add-ons that we need to be putting in place.
So do you think that's serving kind of an audience that's going back to school, in a sense, going back to school to add on to their education? And how much do you think HCC should be serving people who are just fresh out of high school?
We should be doing both. We have more and more of our young people that need the opportunity and need to know that there are opportunities for college instead of dropping out and getting a GED. But on the other side of those who are in the marketplace now, whose skill sets are not what the business community needs currently, they need to upgrade their skill sets. And I know many professional organizations who are constantly looking for places to teach these, and many businesses are looking for opportunities for people, educational institutions to come in and do training. And I don't think that Houston Community College currently is engaged in that to the level that they need to be. And that's why I want to reach out and add those kinds of programs, find out what they need.
What kind of relationship or partnership do you think HCCS should have with HISD and the other school districts in the area?
I think that is a very important link that they need to have, and I intend to work closely with HISD. I know several of the trustees and the campaign trail have become friends with several of the folks who are running, want to see the opportunities for the dual learning program expanded. Then that's where young people have the opportunity while still in high school to be enrolled both in high school and in college at the same time, so that they can, when they graduate from high school, they also graduate with a two-year college degree, which for many families in the North Side and other parts of this district are, they don't have the resources to send their children to school. So that, from what conversations I've had with many parents and students and educators, that is part of what the dropout rate is about, that families don't encourage their young people to go on and graduate and get that high school diploma, and they get a GED instead, because they don't see opportunities. They know that the family cannot afford college, so then they drop out, and sometimes it ends up with young people dropping out way too early. If they did drop out, which I don't want to see anyone dropping out, but when they do, then we end up down the road. Those young people get frustrated, resort to other means of trying to make money, and then we end up having to build more prisons. And I'd rather see more people with a higher degree, so we don't have that. I'm not saying that just because you don't have a two-year degree that you're going to end up in prison. By far, that is not where I'm going with that. But I just want to see more opportunities out there for them.
So what one thing in particular would you like to see HCCS do with HISD to strengthen the relationship?
Pushing those dual enrollment programs within the Northeast campus. This is a program that the state legislature passed 6 years ago, and it exists in other parts of the system, but it has not been fully explored in one of the communities that has needed it the most here in the Northeast College area.
Now, community colleges over Texas are in a bit of a financial bind after Governor Perry vetoed money that was supposed to go towards health care and benefits for community college employees. How do you see HCCS dealing with that?
If the need to cut programs arise, by going back and having those audits, performance audits, to see what programs that are not working or not benefiting the community, and when people get that degree, that there's no job opportunity at the end of the tunnel for them utilizing that degree, we can redirect some of the resources. I also understand in conversations with Senator Gallegos, who represents this area, that there is a push underway to try at all levels to find ways to get money back into the community college system. So there is a big movement, and it's not just from him, it's from many other senators and state legislators who are trying to find ways to get the money back into the programs where they're needed.
All right. So now you're running against an incumbent trustee. What motivated you to do that?
Well, as a longtime community activist in the North Side, and I have been out in the community doing hard work, trying to keep my young people out of gangs and trying to close down many of the nuisance bars and cantinas of the community, painting over graffiti and working diligently to make this a better place, improve the quality of life within the community. When I learned that this position was coming up, I just made the decision to do so because the current incumbent has been absent in many of these fights and many of these, and not listening to constituency and the needs of the community again, the dual, the prime example is not pushing the dual enrollment program and other programs that were available to say be cost savings to families of our community. And the only way I knew how to do that was to enter the race. I also see with Metro program coming through the north side with the BRT that our community will be redeveloped. And in order to make sure that we do not have displacement of people from this community, people need to have a better education so they can get the better job, so they will be able to get the new jobs that will be coming into our area with redevelopment.
Okay. Well then, Kevin Hoffman, thank you for talking to me today. Good luck to you in your race.
Thank you, Charles.